the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A homeless man, down on his luck, who went into the church that was known for its rather discerning social reputation, spotted the man in his dirty clothes. And the usher stopped him outside the church door to ask if he needed help. "I was praying," said the homeless man, "and God told me to come to this church." "Well," said the ushers, "perhaps you should go back and pray some more. You may get a different answer." The next Sunday, the man was there again. And again, the usher stopped him at the door. "Well, did you get a different answer?" they asked him. "Yes, I did," said the man. "I told God that you don't want me here, but God said, 'Keep trying, son. I've been trying to get into that church for years, and I haven't made it in either.'" Today we continue with what is known as the Bread of Life Discourse, where we hear Jesus make that bold claim, "I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven." Jesus has come among the Judean people who know who his mother and father are. And here is this man claiming that he is not only from somewhere different than what they know, but that his origin is divine. So they begin to complain about him. The Greek word for the Judeans' complaint is gongudzo, which translates as "they whispered, murmured, grumbled." The word in Greek is onomatopoeia. It imitates the sound of cooing doves. Some translate what was going on in this part of the Bread of Life discourse as the Judean people smoldering with discontent. We come here to this place, to this altar, seeking God, seeking and finding bread come down from heaven. But I'll speak for myself, and admitting the flesh and blood around me sometimes makes me murmur and grumble. Is the bread that comes down from heaven really enfleshed in the person who is a continual thorn in my side? Is the bread that comes down from heaven really giving life in the midst of the people I encounter in my day to day? Edwina Gately writes in Mystics, Visionaries, and Prophets, an historical anthology of women's spiritual writings, "One time, once upon a time, we captured God. We put God in a box and put a beautiful velvet curtain around the box. We placed candles and flowers around the box, and we said to the poor and dispossessed, 'Come, come and see what we have. Come and see God.' And they knelt before the God in the box. One day, very long ago, the spirit in the box turned the key from inside and she pushed it open. She looked around in the church and saw that nobody was there. They had all gone. Not a soul was in the place. She said to herself, 'I'm getting out.' The spirit shot out of the box. She escaped, and she has been sighted a few times since then. She was last seen with a bag lady in McDonald's." Jesus knows that we need spiritual sustenance. That if we are ever truly going to experience and encounter the Holy Spirit in the bag lady at McDonald's, or the members of our own household, or the people we encounter day to day, We are going to need some help. In today's gospel, Jesus compares himself with manna, the food that sustained the Israelites with each passing day for 40 years in the wilderness. Commonplace to them, day after day, yet miraculous. As Debbie Thomas wrote this week, "And so Jesus desires to sustain us, to be our journeying bread for every road trip, every perilous ride, every long haul, every rocky path. He desires to be our substance and our strength, not in some magical cure-all way, but in ways that meet us in our real lives, our real challenges, our real fears and griefs and hopes. Because Jesus knows better than anyone that the journey is hard. He knows it's too much for us to handle on our own. He knows we need bread that sustains, his bread, his flesh, given for the life of the world." End quote. So we receive the bread of life in Holy Communion, this day and every week. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit that recalls to us that each of us, as broken saints and redeemed sinners, we have a choice about how we're going to receive that bread and then see the rest of life. One way, to see the world around us as a problem to be solved. The other way, seeing that potentially everything and everyone, just as they are, contains the glory of God. So how do we make space in our lives, in our spirits, and allow the Spirit to be made manifest beyond these walls? I think it takes some intentionality. There's a morning prayer that's made the rounds on Facebook. Perhaps will kickstart us into understanding the work we have ahead of us. "Dear Lord, so far I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. Haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm really glad about that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm going to need a lot more help." I want to challenge each of us to take our bulletins home and open it to page 4 when you take it home with you. And keep that Ephesians lesson by your bedside and read it in the morning when you wake up and in the evening when you go to bed. Take it home. Check yourself against it. Did you speak the truth today? Only speak what is useful in building up? Were you able to put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander together with all malice and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you? I would reckon that each of us could use those verses by our bedside, morning and night. We could notice our murmuring and our grumbling alongside our virtues and pray that God would transform us. If we start with our own actions and attitudes, God often takes us miraculous places from there. As Catholic worker founder Dorothy Day once wrote, "Young people say, what good can one person do? They cannot see that we must lay one brick at a time. We can only be responsible for the one action of the present moment. but we can beg for an increase of love in our heart that will revitalize and transform our individual actions. And know God will take them and multiply as Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes. May it be so. And may the Holy Spirit lead us to be Jesus' hands, heart, and feet. That the bread of life still yet come down from heaven and give life to the world. Amen.